This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and today we're going to take a look at how changes are being implemented to better deal with the waste we create in our county and in our state. 2023 amendments to the Natural Resources and Environmental Protection Act require all Michigan counties to develop a new materials management plan. It emphasizes recycling, organics diversion, and sustainable materials management rather than focusing solely on landfill capacity. Well, here to discuss how that's shaping up locally is Theo Eggermont. Theo is Public Works Director for the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner's Office, and nice to talk with you again, Theo.
Nice to talk to you, too. Thanks for having me on.
There's a great deal that goes into a comprehensive materials management plan, but I'd like to start out with something smaller and a little bit more specific, and that is food waste. How significant an issue is food waste when it comes to landfill management and ultimately the creation of more greenhouse gases?
Yeah, so in both some of the state modeling and the modeling that we've gotten through our consultant with the materials management planning process, we're looking at 25 roughly percent of material is food waste. So it's material that could be put into productive use, and right now it's just going into a landfill and taking up space and creating methane.
Now, this may be a question that goes beyond the scope of your study, but I'd like to ask anyway, do we know why? Has it been documented as to why so much food is wasted, both locally and across America?
Yeah, so there's a number of factors that go into. The first is we end up buying more food than we need, and that is something that's normal, but it's something that comes with a pretty high cost. And some of the EPA data and the amount of food and the cost of that food, for a family of four, average household is throwing away over $2,900 worth of food. So people are just not used to managing a fridge in a way that reduces food, because we're thinking about it in terms of we want to have extra food when we're hungry, but we're not thinking about the impacts of the cost of that food or what happens after it leaves our fridge and after it goes into the garbage can.
Washtenaw County has been active in creating programs to improve the situation. The latest is a food scrap drop-off program in Ypsilanti. What is available to residents and what impact do you expect it will have?
Yeah, so it's a relatively small pilot, just because we're trying this out and it is somewhat costly. Fortunately, we were able to get a grant through a few sponsors. So it's BPI, the Biodegradable Products Institute, and then also Closed Loop and the U.S. Composting Council. So we got a $10,000 from that group, and we were one of three counties to do it. We're looking at three sites, and the first one has launched in Ypsilanti. That one is currently full, but because it filled up rather quickly, we are looking for an additional location that we can make that work and try to find some funding, so it might take us a little bit.
You're looking to expand to Dexter and Salem?
To Dexter and Salem, but also we're exploring the possibility of, could we have another site in the city of Ypsilanti, because it was very popular. So we're evaluating that to see if we can make something work, but the next step is really, yes, we'd like to be at Dexter. We've had some conversations with them, and they're very open to it. We're just working through the process to get appropriate approvals there, and then hopefully we'll launch before the end of the year. And then Salem Township. So we've got, you know, a city that's a little bit more dense, a smaller city, and then a township that's pretty rural, and we hope to learn different things about different areas. So that's kind of why those three different spots were chosen. And it's also, we have a presence in those areas, so it's a little bit easier for us to manage. We don't want to launch something that we can't manage well. So if we're close by, we can provide some additional assistance in that area. So the three spots that we have, what it will do is we'll provide a countertop compost bin for people to put their food scraps throughout the week. They'll drop those off as they're able to get to a location that's nearby, hopefully. And then we have a company that will come and pick up those food scraps. They take it to a location, a compost yard, where they turn that food scraps, they mix it in with a lot of yard waste, and then it turns into healthy, productive compost that people can use for their gardens, and that's just available through the compost yard.
WEMU's Issues of the Environment conversation with Theo Eggermont continues. Theo serves as Public Works Director for the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner's Office, and obviously a comprehensive materials management plan covers a wide swath of things. We have traditional recycling programs, a household hazardous waste disposal program, medication and medical sharps disposal network. We have reuse shops that are also beneficial in keeping items out of the landfills. On a percentage level, how much are we actually recovering and keeping out of the waste stream?
Yeah, this is actually a problem because right now in Washtenaw County, we just kind of have an idea, but we, part of this materials management planning process is to get a really good idea. So it's a lot of estimates right now, and through this planning process, we're going to be creating the metrics to understand our diversion rate much better, do it on an annual basis and track that to find out if we're actually making a change in a positive or a negative direction, and then we can figure out what levers we can push to make that positive. So right now we're less than 30%. We're closer to like 25, 28. But we may be better than that. We just don't know yet because our data is not very good. And it's very complicated because we don't have a great idea of what businesses are recycling because most municipalities don't handle that. So it's open market, and we don't have a reporting mechanism or requirement for businesses, for example.
I know a lot of the people you work with, and some of them are very competitive. So based on what you do know, it's my impression that Washtenaw County tends to be ahead of the curve on these kinds of environmental issues. Does that stand up to statistical scrutiny based on the limited data you do have?
We believe so, yes. So we think we're a little bit ahead of the curve. We still have a long ways to go. And as I mentioned and we noted, we don't think we're exceptional in the food waste category. That's the area of opportunity, you know, the low-hanging, rotting fruit, so to speak. And it's not benefiting anyone right now. It's the equivalent of we need to figure out how to turn the lights out when we leave a room. We need to figure out how to manage that food effectively so it's not creating waste.
So we're talking about these big environmental and stewardship issues, but most of it comes down to the choices we make in our personal behaviors. Behavior is hard to change.
It is, and we're, to some extent, that's why we're starting with the food scrap drop-off, is because it's a little bit easier to, once you compile the material, you can see how much you generate, and so it's tangible, it's there, and it's a little bit easier to approach. And then the goal will be, let's do the education and make people more aware on a broader level of how they can reduce things, what tools are available, and how to approach it. And then also, the long-term goal is to work with municipalities to make food scraps available throughout the county, or at least in a lot more areas than the city of Ann Arbor. Make it available as a part of your yard waste so it's convenient. Because right now, if you have to bring it somewhere else, helpful, and we'll get some of the people who are really excited about it. But to reach the masses and achieve the scale that we're looking at, we need to have it more convenient.
Well, once again, your work to meet and exceed state mandated standards, you're in the process of working with the Materials Management Planning Committee to get a draft organics chapter review before the end of the year. What all is that going to cover, and what will we know then that we don't know right now?
Yeah, so we'll have a lot of data as part of it, and then we're going to have some goals. So it is looking at where do we want to go, what levers do we want to push on, and some, you know, we're going to be amending the chapters over time. So once we get towards the end of the process, we'll actually have the actions. So right now it's a lot of background and why this is important, some data on what we have locally, and then some goals on where should we be headed to make this work.
And I would assume it won't be too much further down the line that you determine a program path and implementation process in order to achieve a longer-term 5-year or even greater goal, right?
Right. We're talking about what programs might fit, and that's part of why we decided to launch this, because we went to a conference, we got inspired, and we said, we're in the planning process, but let's take advantage of this grant while we can, do something to learn about what would potentially work, and then see if we can apply that to a larger program. And we're going to be talking about funding in the spring as a part of our planning process. So we have some ideas about what we could do. Hopefully we can figure out how to fund it or what partners we might need to make it work. And then we can include that as a part of the plan.
So there's a lot to work toward and a lot to work through. In 2026, I look forward to the opportunity to talk with you again when we move further along down the line.
I'd appreciate that. That'd be great.
That is Theo Eggermont. He serves as Public Works Director for the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner's Office. He's been our guest on Issues of the Environment. If you would like more information on the topic and to access the audio of this conversation, stop by our website at WEMU.org and we'll have it for you. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM Ypsilanti, celebrating 60 years of broadcasting from the campus of Eastern Michigan University.